Good evening, everyone. Today, I read you a story from teachertothecore.blogspot.com. And this one's called The Little Red House with a Star Inside. Once upon a time, there was a little boy. He lived in the countryside. There were fields of grass, farms, and the air smelled sweet and fresh. This little boy was tired of playing with his toys and tired of his books and puzzles. "What shall I do?" he asked his mother. And his mother, who always knew fun things for little boys to do, said, "Why not go and find a little red house with no doors and no windows and a star inside? It will be an adventure, a quest of sorts." This made the little boy wonder. Usually, his mother had good ideas, but he thought that this one was a little strange. "Which way shall I go?" he asked his mother. "I don't know where to find a little red house with no doors and no windows." "Go down the road, past the farmer's house and over the hill," said his mother, "and then hurry back as soon as you can and tell me all about your journey." So the little boy put on his hat and his jacket and started out. He had not gone very far down the lane when he came to a happy little girl dancing along in the sunshine. Her cheeks were little pink blossom petals, and she was singing like a robin. "Do you know where I shall find a little red house with no doors and no windows and a star inside?" asked the little boy. The little girl laughed. "Ask my father, the farmer," she said. "Perhaps he knows." So the little boy went on until he came to the great brown barn where the farmer kept barrels of fat potatoes and baskets of yellow squash and golden pumpkins. The farmer himself stood in the doorway looking out over the green pastures and yellow-green fields. "Do you know where I shall find a little red house with no doors and no windows and a star inside?" asked the little boy to the farmer. The farmer laughed too. "I've lived a great many years and I've never seen one," he chuckled. "But ask Granny, who lives at the foot of the hills. She knows how to make homemade cookies, taffy and popcorn balls and great mittens. Perhaps she can tell you." So the little boy went on farther still until he came to the granny sitting in her rocker on her front porch. She had a lot of wrinkles and a big smile on her sweet face. "Please, dear granny," said the little boy, "where shall I find a little red house with no doors and no windows and a star inside?" The granny was knitting a red mitten, and when she heard the little boy's question, she chuckled so heartily that the wool ball rolled out of her lap and down to the little stone path. "I should like to find that little house myself," she laughed. "It would be warm when the frosty nights come, and the starlight would be much prettier than the candle. But ask the winds who blow about so much and listen to all the chimneys. Perhaps the wind can tell you." So the little boy took off his cap politely to the granny and went up on the hill rather sadly. He wondered if his mother, who usually knew almost everything, had perhaps made a mistake. The wind was coming down the hill as the little boy climbed up. As they met, the wind turned about and went along, singing beside this little boy. It whistled in its ears and pushed him along and dropped a pretty leaf into his hand. "I wonder," thought the little boy, after they had gone along together for a while, "if the wind could help me find a little red house with no doors and no windows and a star inside." The wind cannot speak in our words, but it went singing ahead of the little boy until it came to an orchard. There it climbed up the apple trees and shook the branches. When the little boy caught up with the wind, there at his feet lay a red apple. The little boy picked up the apple. It was as much as his two hands could hold. It was as red as the sun had been able to paint it, and it had no doors and no windows. Was there a star inside? The little boy called to the wind, "Thank you. and the wind whistled back, "You're welcome." The little boy hurried back down the lane with the red big apple in his hand. The wind was pushing him and laughing in his ear. When he reached his house, the little boy threw open his front door. "Mother," he called. He gave the apple to his mother. His mother said, "You have found a house with no doors and no windows. But where is the star?" His mother took a knife and she cut the apple through the center. "How wonderful." There inside the apple lay a star holding 5 brown seeds. "It is too wonderful, mother. Thank you for my quest. I shall never forget this journey and will always look for the star inside my apple," said the little boy to his mother. "Yes, indeed," answered his mother. "Yes, indeed." The end. Good night, everyone.